It is Friday, November 8th, 2013, and this is Ozarks at Large. I'm Antoinette Grajeda, and joining me now is Becca Martin Brown, features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.
So you know that I don't know anything about music.
You do? You know things about music. You talk about trout fishing
stuff all the time. I'm pretty much a one-trick pony, and that means I know less than nothing about the turn-of-the-century composer Benjamin Britten. At least I didn't until I spoke with University of Arkansas Professor Stephen Caldwell, and now I'm smart.
Okay, well, can you educate me and make me smart as well?
Because I can.
Do not know anything about this person.
If you have a chance to take class from Stephen Caldwell, he's got to be a fantastic teacher, because he's a fantastic teacher in an interview. Britten was a composer who wrote everything, but all the time he continued to write music for choirs. Symphonies, operas. He wrote The Young Person's Guide to the Orchestra, Opus 34 in 1946 and The Turn of the Screw in 1954. But what makes Caldwell a fan is the fact that he continued to write choral music. And Caldwell calls him one of our guys. He was as famous as a composer could be and still, for pretty much his entire career, was writing music specifically for choirs. I can't own Beethoven. He was a symphonist. But Benjamin Britten, we own him. So he's got Schola Cantorum doing a concert tonight that celebrates what would have been Britten's 100th birthday.
Okay.
And in addition to his music, he was interesting socially.
Okay.
He was born in 1913, died in 1976, and his War Requiem, which is probably the most famous of his choral works, was the first piece of music written during World War II that opposed the war. You know, nobody opposed World War II in Britten or in the United States. And he was openly gay.
Huh.
Which in Great Britain at the time was illegal.
Okay.
And Stephen Caldwell says it was remarkable for the time that an openly gay man had such success and international fame, he wasn't defined by the fact that he was a homosexual. I would say that he got away with it because they gave him, the British royals gave him a life peerage, which is the highest thing short of being a royal.
Okay.
So, what Caldwell wants listeners to know is that he was wickedly smart and goofy, and there's jokes all throughout the music, and they'll enjoy it.
Okay.
7:30 tonight at St. Paul's Episcopal Church in Fayetteville, and it is my favorite price.
Free.
Exactly.
Well, thank you for the education. Now I know what I'm
listening
to. I appreciate that.
There's a whole raft of other kinds of music going on this weekend.
What do you
tell? And over the next few days. If you want to learn about Gilbert and Sullivan...
Yes.
Pirates of Penzance.
Mm-hmm.
An operetta of theirs called Patience is on stage this weekend at John Brown University. And it makes fun of Oscar Wilde.
Huh.
So you can go and learn all sorts of things. Plus, learn to listen closely because you know the Gilbert and Sullivan patter goes really quickly. That's at 7:30 today and tomorrow and 3 on Sunday at the Berry Performing Arts Center, and tickets are $10 to $14. If you happen to be in Van Buren at 6:30 on Saturday, you can go hear tribute artists Keith Cole and Michael Culifer do Cash and the King, Johnny Cash and Elvis. If you're in town in Fayetteville next Thursday, Rain is on stage at the Walton Arts Center. Beatles tribute.
Yes, and we'll be giving away tickets to that in just a few minutes.
They are, the tribute shows are such fun. Mm-hmm. They really are. That show's at 7 o'clock Thursday, and tickets start at $26. Or, again, if you're in the River Valley, White Christmas starts Thursday at Fort Smith Little Theater. Irving Berlin songs like White Christmas, of course, Blue Skies, and I've Got My Love to Keep Me Warm. And you can find out about those tickets by calling the Fort Smith Little Theater at 783-2966, or you can wait a while because a touring production of White Christmas will be at Walton Arts Center starting November 19th.
All right, well, plenty to do. Thank you, Becca. Becca Martin Brown is features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.